The Pakistan military is in complete control of the air over the Swat Valley and says it is making major advances on the ground. In support of its argument, it flew us to the scene of what until last week was a major stronghold of those aligned to the Taliban, the highest point in the valley, Bayina Baba Ziarat. This is a staggering complex of hidden caves and tunnels, well-situated gun emplacements, and because it overlooks much of the valley, a site of immense strategic importance. A seemingly impregnable emplacement in what is a largely impregnable terrain. This is an extreme example of the conditions in which the Pakistan Army has been conducting its operation. It is a terrain rugged, dangerous, difficult, and it stretches as far as the eye can see. The battle is being fought in urban areas as well, and although from the air it is clear that many have fled the region, the army insists it is still taking every measure to limit civilian casualties. The statement made on the record that in the upper Swat Valley there have been less than 10 civilians killed by military action in the weeks of this campaign. Another statistic provided by the army, that three times as many militant fighters have been killed than have been captured, an indication of the ferocity with which this battle is being fought, and the clear message given that unlike previous military operations, there will be no pause in this one for any negotiation.
The political masters in the country have clearly directed the military to take the operations to their logical end and to their logical conclusion.
And what is that logical conclusion?
The logical conclusion is to establish the writ of the government in the area and be able to facilitate return of the IDPs and remain in the area for as long as the capacity of the civil government and other organs of the state is not sufficiently developed.
Having captured one of the mountaintops, the soldiers are now digging themselves in. A clear sign that the possibility of an attempt by the fighters to take the position back has not yet been ruled out. And having taken so long to seize this fortress, the military is not about to give it up.
This type of hideout is developed over years. It is hewn from solid rock. Electricity is brought in, as are generators, all other supplies. This is why factions aligned to the Taliban and other insurgent organizations are so difficult to find, let alone to defeat.
And the reality is that there are still other hideouts to find, other mountaintops to take. While the operation continues, the wheat is rotting on the stalks. No one here to harvest a crop that hundreds of thousands depend on to survive. The dust of this conflict is far from being settled. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, in the Swat Valley.